escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm trying to see which one I want.
What are you doing?
Thinking about ordering some of those tuna things.
Man, I can't have both of you eating tuna in them. I hate the smell of that nonsense.
Well, don't smell it. Eat some.
Disgusting.
It's really good for you.
It's disgusting.
I don't think Joe likes tuna either.
It's disgusting.
Or hard-boiled eggs.
Ed, who gets your shovel other than Jeremy this morning?
The 2025. Basically the world. I mean, this is why it's nice to work in sports. But I've been still, you know, I still pay attention to like what's really going on in the world instead of this little toy aisle we work in. There's riots in Los Angeles. There's riots in New York. There's polarization in the country. There's riots in Northern Ireland. I was looking around. You know, Russia, Ukraine is still raging. Ukraine just bombs, you know, some sites in Russia. India and Pakistan now are at odds again. Nuclear powers. And I don't know if people paid attention. Israel just attacked Iran.
Yeah.
I mean, this just happened. They went after the nuclear sites. They're going to have some of their, you know, the senior military leaders. Iran's
onside
promised,
kick. It's a surprise onside kick.
Yeah. Although they've been threatening for a while. They said we're not going to allow them to develop nuclear weapons. They have said this because it says direct threat to them. And I understand because Iran's made it clear they'd like to wipe the whole country off the map. And that's what they've said. And now this is, you know, this is what you get.
Didn't Flock of Seagulls write a song about them? Iran.
So far away.
So far away.
Iran.
Oh, Iran.
Still, same
how
thing.
How it's pronounced?
Yeah. You know they're Persian?
Ed was telling me a story about this Persian girl he dated. And I'm like, Persian? And I said something about Iranian. He goes, yeah, Persian. I was like, what? I didn't put two and two together.
The rugs? Are we talking about rugs now?
No, a Persian girl.
Oh, Oriental rugs.
Yes, okay. Oriental.
No, Persian rugs.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oriental.
Set you up for that one.
That rug really tied the room together. It was an Oriental.
Now, oh, my God. But now they've just attacked Iran, and Iran has threatened, obviously, to punish them severely. So Israel's one of the senior military leaders told citizens to take shelter. We cannot promise you complete safety. You've got to brace yourself. This is wild. Just wild what's going on in the world right now. Like, can't we stop doing this ever? Ever. Like, is this going to go on until we destroy the world?
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah.
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 It is.
It's crazy. But anyway, that's it.
Jeremy, who gets your shovel?
I'm giving it to me. And I don't know that I necessarily deserve it, but you guys will understand. So on Monday, I'm coming home and I got some work to do on the computer and my computer just crashes. It's done. Over with. Got to get a new computer. I immediately have to go out and buy a new computer. So I did that. Set it up. Come home yesterday and I have a Google Meet meeting right around 12:30. I'm texting the person I'm meeting. Hey, I'm going to be home in 5 minutes. I get home and my computer's not turning on. So I'm like, what the hell? Man, I just got the damn thing. So I'm checking everything. I'm hitting buttons. I'm holding this key in, control, alt, delete, hitting escape. I go to my phone, try to Google online. Like, where's the power button on this thing? I find it. I had a socket in the wall where one of the outlets did not work. Mm-hmm. It faulted. So you couldn't charge it. That's where I had plugged it in. The worst part about this is the power strip that I have in the other plug. Two of those don't work. I was losing my mind yesterday trying to figure out why this thing wouldn't charge. I was like, was there a storm last night? Did I get hit with like a, you know, some kind of, you know, charge, whatever it was that like, what do they call it when your computer gets fried from electricity? What is that?
Surge.
Surge.
Or surge.
Yeah, yeah, power surge, whatever. Like,
Surge.
Sounds like a detergent. But yeah, I'm going through everything, losing my mind. And then finally, I go grab another power strip, put it in the right socket, and then I figured it out. So I got some work to do on the sockets at home, but I was losing my freaking mind.
It's not a long walk.
I think I think I cracked the case, Jeremy.
What?
I cracked the case.
What happened?
I'll give my shovel to Edward Norris. Ed Norris pulled the old trick on me.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the day I was looking for my cheese?
Yeah.
You know when somebody steals your items,
mm-hmm.
and then they go look for it and they bring it out and say, is this it? That's what he did to me this morning.
Yeah.
Ed stole the cheese.
That ain't my cheese.
You saw him, didn't you?
Yeah.
He came around here. Is this your cheese? Like, oh. Yeah, it was here all the time. No, it wasn't.
I would have. I told Rob that, like, if I were paying better attention that moment, I heard the whole thing going on, and as soon as you left, I said, "Oh man," I would have told him that Ann put that cheese in the fridge as community cheese, and it tried to set you up to eat somebody else's food.
I thought somebody heard the bit.
Yeah, put it in there.
Put it in there.
No,
that's what I thought.
I got another one this morning. Kai Reisterstown, what's up, Kai?
What's up, fellas?
Good
morning. Good morning,
everybody. Good morning.
Hey, by the way, Jeremy, I seen that picture of you and your best friend, my pops, man.
Oh, he's the man. What happened to you, man? Because that guy's cool.
Yeah. Hey, look, man, I think, Rob, please don't bet on the Thunder tonight.
I'm done. No, I'm done betting. I won. I won $300-something dollars. Why am I betting again?
Right. Please don't, because I think Indiana win the whole thing.
Mm.
Because, listen, I think this series shift tonight, Rick Carlisle will figure something out, Jeremy. Let's wear SGA down, send him to the floor, hard, tough fouls, send him to the floor, and the fourth quarter, wear him down. They got a deep enough bench to be able to do that. They a bunch of scrappy shooters. They going to win this series, man. They going to pull it out because Rick Carlisle, he's a great coach, and I like what they're doing to SGA. And the Thunder, if they don't play their two big guys together, what's his name, Hawkenstein and the other big guy.
Chet? Are you talking about Holmgren?
They set them down the last game. That's why they lost. Hawkenstein played a little more. But
Chet looked like he was having a hard time boxing out Obi Toppin, and that guy was just working his ass off. Obi Toppin is one of those high-energy guys.
Right.
Like, you put him on the floor, and it's like, did he just score 12 points in a minute and a half? I mean, he does that from time to time, but he'll grab rebounds, block shots. And talking about Rick Carlisle, the worst-kept secret is that Pacers team we talked about getting to the finals that Larry Bird was coaching.
That was his team.
Larry Bird was the face. That was Rick Carlisle's team that he was coaching. They were best friends, or
what
really
a face
close
that
friends.
Was.
Yeah. It's a bird.
410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Ellicott City, get Kevin. He wanted to talk about analytics. What's up, Kevin?
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing well.
All right.
Cool. Yeah, the Orioles, I mean, I had to disagree with Chris out there in Parkville. I mean, the Orioles haven't played the best baseball. But they had a really good plan. It looked a lot better than what it has out there. And again, we just fell short with the bats. Now, was that the best pitcher in baseball? For sure. But you know what? You got to try something at this point. And we put a lot of money into analytics at this organization. So we have to try to win baseball games and maybe steal a game or two. So I don't have no problems with the way the Orioles approached last night. I mean, they're a really good team. That dude's awesome. And, again, just the bats let us down. It wasn't the defense, really.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kevin.
I mean, it's hard to be angry about the bats letting you down when you're facing the best pitcher in baseball. But, again, you still lost the series. That's why we were talking about how important getting game one was if you expect to win the series. Because more times than not, you're not going to beat a guy like Skubal. It doesn't mean he's going to get the win.
Mm-hmm.
A player like Skubal, what are you saying? 90-95% of the time is going to keep his team in the game, even when he's not on. Like,
mm-hmm.
who was it said? Two times this year he's given up 5 runs. Two times. So you're looking at that game, you go back and look at it and say, all right, well, they were still in the game when those two things happened. He had one really bad game where he looked awful, but the other one, you know, a couple of base hits and a bomb.
World is Stupid at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, The Athletics believes, Athletics publication believes, Mike Elias' job is on the line this trade deadline, and for that reason alone, the O's should be sellers. Agree or disagree? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man. Jim Bowden wrote an article in The Athletic, and he says Mike Elias' job is on the line this trade deadline, and for that reason alone, the Orioles should be sellers. Now, I love for people to define that when they tell me sellers. Because if you're telling me getting rid of expiring contract is your definition of being a seller, then okay, I don't care about that. But if your definition of being a seller is getting rid of some of these guys that were your prospects,
well,
then that may be the dumbest reason for you to be sellers.
I don't want to put words in his mouth because initially when he said this, because remember I went on the air, I heard him talking about this.
Oh, Jim?
Yeah. And I talked about Jim saying that the Orioles should move. They need to blow it up is what he said. They need to get 12 to 14 prospects. Backs, trade all these pieces away and try to reconfigure what you're doing. And it's like, you don't need to blow anything up. I don't know what you're talking about. And maybe that's why you're not a GM anymore. But then he went on Glenn Clark's show and he was like, yeah, you got to trade the expiring contracts. Maybe that's what he was saying by moving those pieces. Maybe he just reiterated it.
Mm-hmm.
But by no means, this team doesn't need to blow up anything. If you're talking about, as Rob's saying, they got to make the wholesale decision of Zach Eflin's an expiring contract. Sagano. What are you doing with Mullins, Mountcastle, Yennier Cano? I mean, there's a bunch of guys that you could move. And there's other guys that have a year or two left on their deal that could potentially be moved. But no, we had the topic yesterday about trading Adley Rutschman. No, I don't want to do that. Do you want to move somebody else, another piece? Do you want to trade a Kierstead to get something? And then that would be adding. But I could see really the Orioles, it would not shock me to see them trade pieces away to try to get better and then also add for right now with someone that has another year left on their deal. Do you get what I'm saying? Like if you trade, like trading for Trevor Rogers, but actually being a better pitcher than Trevor Rogers, because now they have to worry about how many starters.
You lost me. Okay. Trading for Trevor Rogers and what?
Trading for Trevor Rogers. They traded for a guy that had a year and a half left on his deal. So if you're trading for someone that has more years on their deal, because they don't have, look at their starting pitchers next year. We don't know what Bradish is going to look like this year. We don't know Grayson's going to be ready. If they trade Eflin and Sagano, who's starting for you?
Right.
So, yeah, they'd have a ton of work to do in the offseason.
That's what I was saying yesterday.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you get rid of pitchers? Because you're going to have to go get pitchers. It's like, and you only have a couple.
But the contracts are expiring. You still have to go get them.
For Jim to say he's under pressure, the team is underperformed, and that's why you should be sellers, makes no sense to me. And this is why it makes no sense. If I'm selling the guys that I drafted, Jeremy and Ed, then I'm saying those guys didn't work out, and that's why we are where we are today. Who drafted them? I did. So now I'm making myself look stupid. It's like you hiring someone to come in, Ed, to be your captain, and now all of a sudden that precinct's not working or whatever. And now you say, well, I got to get rid of the guy. I'm going to ask if I'm the mayor, why'd you hire the guy then?
Yeah, you don't get too many cracks at that, by the way.
Exactly. you don't do that. So you drafted Adley Rutschman. Name them. All these young guys, you drafted them. And now to start over, you're starting over by trading them.
But
you're going out and getting other guys, people that other people drafted via free agency or trade, and saying those guys are better than the guys that I have.
Yeah.
To me, that really puts you under the gun.
That's the same people that, like, even listening to that, oh, you got to trade Jackson Holliday. He sucked when he first came up. You got to trade this guy. He sucked when he first came up. It's just like, you got to let it play out. And this is why the same thing, I said this earlier this year, and it doesn't make me right or us right on anything, but like the people that jumped all over everything, nobody's talked about Kyle Stowers in over a month, guys.
Amazing.
You want to know why? Go look. He's still got the 10 home runs he had before I left for Ireland.
Yeah.
So, and again, like it's not wanting him to fail. It's just people beat this drum. I was right. And then just let it play out and see what happens.
Yeah.
And then I don't hear you guys calling back in now to talk about it. So it's those things that are kind of irritating and frustrating. It's like people hanging their hat on something so small when there's bigger issues at hand and things you should be looking at. And the other thing I'd say is if they've talked to Zach Eflin and he doesn't, it's not something where he's like, yeah, I really want to go back to Florida and you're not going to overwhelm him with some money to stay here. Like I would love to keep that guy because I think, you know, we talk about professional hitters. That dude's just a professional pitcher, man. He just goes out and he works.
Jeremy. Every winning team has a Zach Eflin.
Yeah.
Every winning team has one of those. You got to get one of those. A guy that's not a number one, but a guy that can pose as a number one when you need him to pose. He's a stopper.
He is.
Everybody needs one of those guys. So I would keep him too. Here's how Michael Elias looks genius. You take, and I don't want this to happen. I don't want it to happen. But you take Ryan O'Hearn and you flip him. But nobody wanted Ryan O'Hearn. You take Sagano and you flip him. That's your guy. If FNL won't come back, you take him and you flip him. That's how Michael Elias looks like a genius. You start trading your guys, the pieces that you brought in here, Michael Elias looks frail. He looks flawed. So, to be sellers, if you're sellers right now and you're announcing to the world that the last 2.5 years was a mistake, it was a mirage, it wasn't true, it wasn't real. That's what you're announcing to the world.
Yeah.
And you just can't do. You got to go down with the ship. I'm going down swinging.
Yes,
I'm not going down like that. I'm not bringing in the team for the next general manager. The next general manager will be stuck with my team. I'm not doing that. No. Let's go to Eli, who's in Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Happy Friday. I think Elias' job was on the line as soon as he fired the manager this season. I think that's when the time just started ticking for him. If anything, I don't think that we should re-sign Sagano because he won't win Rookie of the Year because he's not eligible. So we should just trade
him. Why is he not eligible?
He's eligible.
I don't think he's not. I was on Reddit yesterday, and they were saying basically he has to be 25 or younger or something like that.
Oh, is that a new rule? Because Ichiro won it.
Yeah, they corrected me. Like they must have switched the rules up or something, but okay. He's not eligible. So I think we should just trade him and then trade Mountcastle and flip O'Hearn. That's the thing.
Flip O'Hearn.
Try to get some pitching for next year.
Yeah, and again, like...
What pitching are you getting for O'Hearn, Eli?
Prospects.
Yeah, I don't think you get anything worth it for Ryan O'Hearn, man. I think we love Ryan O'Hearn, but Ryan O'Hearn's greatest value is being with the Orioles. That's his greatest value. I'm looking at this right now, and he is definitely a candidate for Rookie of the Year. MLB.com released its first Rookie of the Year poll, and sure enough, Sagano is on the list at number 5 in the American League. I don't know. He's gone. I don't know where you're getting your info from, but MLB.com, which is the website for Major League Baseball, has Sagano in the top 5 for Rookie of the Year candidates.
I got news for you. The fact that the Red Sox caught up that Roman Anthony kid, and he's going to be bursting to
–
you're going to see him take off. He's just one of the best hitters in all the minor leagues. And I mentioned the Brewers caught up that Mizorowski kid who had – basically a no-hitter. He's
right.
A flamethrower, and then he rolled his ankle coming off the mound after 5 innings. He did pick up the W.
And again, I'm not saying that Sagano's going to win it. I'm just correcting that information that was given out, because MLB.com right now has Sagano. So if he wasn't eligible, I don't understand why MLB.com would have him listed as number 5.
Yeah, and I think sometimes, I'll go back and try to find if there's any ruling on it. But when you're looking at both leagues, whether it's the National League and the opportunity to have Rookie of the Year there are requirements of, did you have too many at-bats the year before?
Right.
Did you play in a certain amount of games?
And he wouldn't be in
that. Innings pitched.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And then I've never heard that because that was the big question. Should these foreign-born players coming in that are rookies, but they're not rookies to baseball.
They play pro ball.
Yeah.
But they said that. And MLB does not view the Nippon League as...
Right. It's almost like playing double A.
Yes.
Triple A.
Yeah, according to that. That's the thing. And that's been the criticism. Yeah. Like 4 Japanese players have won it, I think.
Gunnar Henderson played pro ball for 2 years before he won Rookie of the Year. Yeah. He just didn't play Major League Baseball.
Right.
World is Stupid at, 8 o'clock, but on the other side. Thursday afternoon, Cal Ripken Jr. gave Michael Elias a vote of confidence as the team's GM and added that the... decision to fire Hod was difficult, but a necessary move. Are you buying into this? Is this the old dreaded vote of confidence? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Cal Ripken gave Mike Elias the old vote of confidence at a Ripken Foundation event. This is what he had to say about the GM.
Mike's our guy. So you got to trust your guy, trust Mike. And it's a tough decision. I'm sure I know that he agonized over it and thought about it. But I think in the end, he thought that a change was necessary at that time. And it's a little unsettling because if you go back, you might not be old enough to go back to 1988. My dad was the manager of the team. 0-6, we started off, and then my dad was fired. And so from a player's perspective, it kind of, you don't really know what's happening inside the clubhouse. And I will tell you that this group of guys has reacted pretty well to that. They've kind of stabilized themselves. Tony Mancelino has done a good job. He's familiar in the clubhouse.
And to me, in with the wild card spots and all that kind of stuff, if you can edge back to 500, if you can make that up in the next 3 months and you get close, you got a shot at the end. So this team is way too talented. I'm looking forward to how they play when they get fully healthy. And we're getting pretty close right now. And there's no reason to lose total hope. But not only is it this season, but you're thinking for the future as well.
The winning, he talked about the team rallying around or pulling itself together. Since Hyde was fired, the winning percentage is 519. So, good.
Yeah.
If the winning percentage was 519 before, they'd be right in the thick of things and Hyde would still be here. Do you, Ed, how do you feel about that vote of confidence from Ripken?
I feel good about it. I mean, you know, somebody who knows baseball, obviously, and you know, it's very easy just to say, well, these guys suck. They're not going anywhere. I mean, that's probably what's going to happen. I mean, the odds are in that favor. However, we've seen teams come. We saw the Tigers do it last year. They made the playoffs. They had a great second half of the season. Like the last 2 months of the year, they had a great winning percentage in both months. And they were under 500 going into August, five games under. They end up going to the playoffs because they ended up turning it on the last 2 months of the season. So, yeah. If they can be near 500, say around the All-Star break, say they're five games under at that point, that's better shape than the Tigers were in last year.
Yeah. I mean, the Tigers had an immaculate run, though, right?
They did.
What they did, you're not accustomed to seeing that happen, especially for a team that didn't really make a lot of wholesale changes. Mm-hmm. They Tigers, just caught fire,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And you know why?
But it's possible.
Because they believed in their people.
Yeah.
They believe they've signed some free agents, but they believe in their people, and that's the whole thing I'm saying with Elias, man. Don't let the outside noise get to you. If you believe in these guys, you better stick with these guys. You know,
yeah. But, and it wasn't like an outrageous run the way that, because I'm looking at 52 and 57 August, 34 and 19 next 2 months. That's not outrageous baseball. That's just good baseball. It's like 6-something.
Yeah, it's good baseball in a bad division.
Yeah, whatever. But
I'm just saying, like, to make that run to the postseason.
Yeah, that last run normally is with your division.
Yeah.
Down the stretch. Mm-hmm. But I give them credit. You still, yeah. I mean, that's a heck of a run, man. That's
amazing.
That's better than good. That's 600-something baseball.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's amazing. Would be, and I don't know what you're saying, amazing would be if they went on 700 win percentage.
Well, they got to be ready for it next year. You know, you get to the playoffs 2 years in a row, and then you come out and totally crap the bed at the beginning of the season with no pitching. Wait a minute.
And injuries.
Yeah. That was us.
410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Rosedale and get Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys
doing? Good morning. Doing well. How are you?
Good. TGIF and PYT.
It's Friday. It's Friday now.
Will moving to first base help or hurt Cody Mayo's chances of making it in the big major leagues? And you guys have a wonderful
week, guys. You have a wonderful weekend, too. It does. It could do both. Either or, Jeremy, because it moving there, naturally, they're moved to try to keep him in the majors. That's why they moved him to first. But if he doesn't make the adjustment, it could hurt his chances.
Yeah. There was talks of, is Kierstead a full-time DH with how you've seen him play the outfield?
Right.
We don't know that yet, but probably leaning closer to that way. Mm-hmm. You already have basically a full-time DH on the team in Ryan O'Hearn, even though you're putting him out in the field. It's not somewhere where you really want him.
Right.
And if Cody Mayo doesn't have a position, or if you're not hitting for power at first base, because that's what you're expecting, you want your corner infield to be able to get you some pop, right? You need to have power from those spots. That's why it was interesting with the whole A-Rod thing and how everything turned, and even going back with Ripken, when you started to get power from your middle infield, it really changed everything, you know? So, and there's a ton of those guys now.
Robin Yount. Let's go out to Delaware and get Tim. What's up, Tim?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. It's a privilege to talk to you guys.
Thanks, good morning.
For a team that is so analytically driven, somebody explained to me this. Adley Rutschman, who is a switch hitter, who cannot for the life of himself hit from the left side. Why is it that they don't try to get him to just try to hit from the right side? His numbers from the left side are woeful. Why haven't they made the switch to him to try to just hit from the right side? Somebody tell me that. Mullins made the switch from hitting from right side to the left side. Adley's numbers are horrible from the left side of the plate. Has anybody had the conversation about trying to get Adley just to hit from the right side?
No, and I'd say this too. Like, so if we're looking at this year, he's got 174 plate appearances against right-handed pitching and only 79 against left. I still think there's a chance. I'd like to go back to look at other years to see if this is kind of an outlier. But 216 batting average, 305 on base percentage, OPS around 684 from the right side of the plate. I'd like the OPS to come up a little bit more. Well,
that's
like,
this year, right?
Yeah, that's just this year. Okay. If you want to go
can
back.
Can I give you his career, though?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's what you judge a guy by. His career. Batting against right-handed pitchers, he has 44 home runs. He's batting .250. That's with the horrible time this year. His slugging is .409. His OPS is .750. Batting against left-handed pitchers, 15 home runs because he does it less.
Yeah.
.278. Slugging .429. OPS .800. So where is the big difference? Where's this huge difference?
But
you're saying what he's doing this year. I'm not changing everything I do based on my struggles this year. When over my career, I'm good on both sides of the plate.
But Rob, so again, like I understand talking about career numbers, and he doesn't have a long enough career where we can go, oh, you can't do that because exactly. It's 10 years ago. You can look at it. But if I'm being fair to him, so I went back to 2024, and there is some consistency with the batting average being down. But again, the second half of last year was rough.
How good was he on the other side of the plate?
Well, I'm just saying, if I look at deeper at the numbers, if you start looking at his BABIP, his batting average of balls in play, against left-handed pitching, .351. Against right-handed pitching, .239. He's making contact, and he's hitting it at guys. When you look at the numbers, it is. It's over probably a calendar year now.
Yeah.
If you take the second half of last year and the beginning of this, to where it looks bad. But I don't think that necessarily defines him as who he is, and I wouldn't tell him to stop switch hitting yet.
I don't think his numbers on either side of the plate are particularly characteristic of him. Mm-hmm. I don't. So if he's batting, if he's tearing it up, batting on one side of the plate over the past calendar year and horrible on the other side, then yeah. But Adley's been down across the board.
I mean, so, and to be fair to the caller, I think there's validity to what we're talking about here. It's a discussion. But I could sit here and say the same thing and go look at it. Is like Adley hits way better on the road than he does at home. Should we not bat him at home? And it kind of has the same feel because it's just going over a calendar year.
And Cedric Mullins before this year traditionally didn't bat well against lefties. So I could say maybe you should go back to switch hitting.
Right.
Yes. So I just
don't know that we have a large enough sample size to say that he shouldn't switch.
I don't either. 410-583-1057 is the number. Ed North recaps NHL hockey at 8:30. But on the other side, we're taking your calls. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Your thoughts. Cal Ripken gives Mike Elias a vote of confidence. With a month gone, is Ha's departure sitting better with you now? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, when a conversation starts off, I won't put this on the air, like the last caller. He started off with a team that's so analytically driven, and when you start off a conversation with that way, you lose me. And again, I compare it when I lived down south for those 7 years, and you're on patrol, because I was a county cop first, and you go to these small cities and you talk to people because that's what you're supposed to do, and they're bitching that they're about to put in two new traffic lights. You know what I mean? Or when you're driving through Florence and they're about to build a Toyota plant and they're upset because that means it's going to bring some outsiders in, not realizing how much that plant is going to bring you, you idiot. That's what people who talk analytics in Baltimore sound like to me. I just Googled something because I'm trying to figure out what team in baseball is not analytically driven. And Jeremy Cohn, who's the most analytically driven team in all of baseball?
I would say there are two.
Uh-huh.
One would be the Rays, who spend the least amount of money, right. And you feel like they have to look at things like that and do things differently. The other one would be the team that spends the most money that everyone thinks the best team in baseball that has the best players, and they are still more analytically driven than any of the other teams.
That's the Dodgers.
Yes.
Analytics, it's baseball, folks. Stop. I mean, you don't know how you sound. The national media loves beating up on the Orioles. Do we agree with that?
Yeah.
They find reasons to beat up on the Orioles. Has anyone beaten up on the Orioles for being analytically driven? Has that ever been said?
No.
Because that's baseball. You can't beat them up on doing something that everybody else is doing. That's the way the game is played now. That's how it's played. If you're not playing that way, then you're behind everybody.
And we were.
We were, exactly. Who's batting first for the Dodgers? Shohei.
Yeah.
Shohei bats first, followed by Betts. Followed by Freeman. You know why? Because those are the best three hitters in the lineup.
But you want to know something, too? We've talked about this. Like, I've said this before about, and I'm comparing apples and oranges. When you look at the Warriors, they have basketball here. They have a system. Mm-hmm. You put Steph Curry in that system, he is amazing, right? You take him out of that system, he's still amazing, but the team works better with the system.
Yes.
Shohei Ohtani is, you can call him the best player in baseball. He's a freak of nature. It's ridiculous. The Dodgers, still being so analytically driven, have a lot more, what's the right word? I was using breakpoints earlier, but they have a lot more ways to get around things. Even if the analytics aren't working, right. You have talent.
Money. Yeah, talent.
And money on top of it. Yes, all those things. But still, I go back to this, and I know people are tired of hearing me say it. All analytics is information. If you were a totally analytical team, all you were doing is looking at the math. If you did everything analytically and you looked at the math, that's what you're doing. You're saying, oh, they're telling me that I have a 57% chance of getting this right, which is better than the 43% chance.
Why wouldn't you use that? Fernando Tatis Jr. once led the league in home runs. His team is 38-29. What is he bat? Lead off. He once led the league in home runs with 42, and he's batting.
You can go down to Atlanta, too, lead if you off. Want.
Yeah. Ronald Acuña Jr. Lead off.
Kyle Schwarber. We can keep doing this if you guys want.
You know why? Nobody cares that Kyle Schwarber strikes out a gazillion times. His OPS is through the roof.
Yes. Yeah.
Analytics.
They put Kyle Schwarber at leadoff, and they have what everybody would have deemed to be one of the greatest leadoff hitters in baseball, Trey Turner.
That's
telling you what they think about, like the analytics are showing you this guy produces better in this spot because he gets on base. And we kind of get caught up in it because walks are incredibly important. You're driving the pitch count up and you're getting on base.
Yes.
And now the pitcher's got to pitch out of the stretch. So now these are more important pitches. He's got to pay attention to you.
Those of you who hate analytics, you grew up, you heard the old expression, a walk is good as a hit. No, nowadays a walk is better than a single because of what Jeremy just said. If I go up there and get a single on two pitches, I got a single. If I go up there and get a walk on six pitches, what's the top thing that people care about with pitchers? Pitch count. Mm-hmm. So that walk was more valuable than that single. 410-583-1057. Joe, you got a couple of texts for us before we get out of here?
Yeah, these are on the Cal topic. Cal's missing the mark if he thinks firing Hyde is why people are fed up with Elias.
I don't think he quite. Did he say that? Did Cal say that?
I don't know.
No, I think Cal was suggesting the clubhouse, not the fans.
I thought Cal was saying, like, you got to trust in your general manager. He had to make a tough decision.
But you play that again for us, Joe, so maybe we missed something. If I missed something, that's fine. But I thought he was talking more of the clubhouse, not the fan base.
Mike's our guy. So you got to trust your guy, trust Mike. And it's a tough decision. I'm sure I know that he agonized over it and thought about it. But I think in the end, he thought that a change was necessary at that time.
Yeah, I think he's talking about the clubhouse, not the fan base.
To follow that one up, another texter said, can't the same be said for Hyde, trust your guy?
Because I'm going to say this, and it's a speculation, but I feel pretty strong and solid on this speculation. That wasn't necessarily Elias' decision.
I don't think so either.
Right. None of us think so.
Yeah, that wasn't necessarily his decision.
I don't think anybody thought so at the time.
Something had to happen, and it's just a damn shame that it was Hyde. And even if you didn't like Hyde, you got to admit, this isn't his fault, what's going on right now. And that's why, like, a lot of us were going, oh, they're going to fire the hitting coach. The fact that they fired the manager, we said it even before we liked Hyde, right? Before Hyde came in, and we're like, oh, I like him. You know, you can question the bullpen move. Yeah. You can question lineups and things like that. I get it. But I thought he was a good baseball guy. With that being said, we all said he was hired to be fired. What did you
every
just
manager
say?
Is.
What did you just say? What was? Who were we just talking about? What team fired their? Villanova.
Well, yeah.
You don't want to be the guy that follows the guy, right?
No, you don't.
And again, this is kind of a similar situation. You're going through a rebuild. You don't care about winning in the rebuild, and then they won faster than you were supposed to as things started to come together, and we had all these young, talented players at this level. The whole season went awry at the beginning of the year. And again, you can blame whoever you want. The one guy I know it's not his fault that they were losing was Hyde. Because, again, he's plugging and playing what he has. We all saw what was going out there. They couldn't hit. They couldn't pitch. You can't win that way.
Even last year.
And it couldn't stay healthy.
The record they had was amazing considering the injuries to the pitching staff.
I thought so, too. 91 wins. Come on, man. 91 wins with that?
With that?
Ed Norris, NHL hockey recap at 8:30, but on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, we're going to get into a bunch of different things. I want to talk about Candace Cameron Bure. Is it Bure? Pavel Bure or Bure?
Bure.
Bure. Candace Cameron Bure. She's saying that horror films can lead to a portal that's demonic. I got news for you, lady. I've watched more horror films than anyone. I haven't gone in any damn portal. We're going to talk about this because I think it's ridiculous when people start pointing Monster Energy drink. It's evil. You know what are we talking about?
Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
Yeah. Thieves won't stop stealing a particular street sign. I think you guys will like this. We'll get into that. And we've got a couple other fun stories for you that are around. I want to recap something with Bonnie Blue as well, as she's been banned from OnlyFans for what she deemed a petting zoo. And I'll explain what that is. It's disgusting. Coming up next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.